This is Lewis Navalier. It is Monday, May 3rd. Well, we have a very nice opening to the market this week, and I thought I'd just address a couple things for you. First of all, markets are seasonally strong Mondays and Tuesdays. They start to ebb a bit on Wednesday. Thursday, there can be some net selling. Friday is often what we call a distribution day, where professionals will sell before they disappear for the weekend. So some of the strength you're seeing now is just a normal weekly seasonal strength you get on a Monday and a Tuesday. The other thing that's going on is there's just been a lot of interesting news out there other than the record corporate profits, which, trust me, are a big deal. Some of the other news that's coming out is companies just can't meet demand, that they got surprised by not only the U.S. economic recovery, but the global economic recovery. And this is pretty impressive because, you know, Europe had a double-dip recession. So while we're growing, China's growing, many emerging markets are growing, companies just can't meet demand. And we have this demand push commodity inflation cycle we're in the midst of right now. So that means this GDP growth that we're having the first quarter is going to be sustained, okay? And we have manufacturing now, at a decent level. Now, the ISM manufacturing number came in less than expected, but don't worry about it. The backlog is a big deal. The other comment I have is that Warren Buffett's obviously out talking. It's their annual meeting, him and Charlie Munger. And, you know, Warren is a positive person. As these guys have gotten older, they've gotten a little bit critical of certain people, certain states, okay? But in the end, they are positive people, okay? So I don't think we should argue with our elders that are actually pretty smart investors. And obviously, they're bullish on America. It doesn't matter who's in office or anything. And so I think that that does help. But it's also going to focus the money on better places to invest as well. As I speak to you right now, the 10-year Treasury yield is coming down. And that's also very positive for the market. So what I see is it's going to be every stock for itself, okay? Whichever stock can sustain the good sales and earnings, profit from the inflationary bubble that's rolling through our economy. Speaking of inflation, you know, the personal consumption expenditure index is running at 2.3%. That's the Fed's favorite indicator. They said they would tolerate up to 2.4. So we're in their range now. But the core rate is at 1.8. So the inflation isn't enough to disrupt Fed policy. And personally, I think the Fed is not only going to be accommodative all through next year, as they said. I don't think they can ever really raise rates significantly higher because the deficit's so big. And finally, one last thing I want to leave with you folks. The money supply is up 40% in the past year, okay, based on M2. So all this money is just sloshing around. It's going to the stock market. It's going to real estate. I guess some of it spilled over into cryptocurrencies and things like that. I don't recommend those things, just so you know. If you want to profit from it, buy PayPal because they make 1.8 to 2.3% on every crypto transaction. But the truth of the matter is that money's just sloshing around. And now we even see collectible are going up in price. So this is the velocity of money. The faster money changes hands, the more prosperous we're going to be. And we got some data on Friday personal income was up 21.1% in April because of all the checks in the mail. And believe it or not, most people were buying big ticket items. They weren't spending money on services. It looks like now they're trying to gear up and spend more money on services. So I just like the tone of the economy. I like how, you know, everybody's getting out and about. The weather's obviously improved immensely for most of the U.S. And it's just time to grow and prosper. And so we have a very, very positive tone to this market. Now, is the news perfect? Of course not. There's going to be shortages that are going to be impacting the auto industry because of the chip shortage. But of course, we own those chip companies, Taiwan Semiconductor, United Microelectronics. They're big suppliers. Another key thing is that Tesla had to break the news that the Berlin plant is not going to be open for another 6 months. That was a kind of a shocker. So there is bad news out there, okay? But by and large, the markets just don't care. It's just time to grow and prosper. We'll never have an earnings environment like this. And in fact, the Wall Street Journal says, quote unquote, corporate earnings have rarely looked this good. And that's true. And one last thing is I was doing one of my my small cap research over the weekend. And I have to tell you, I'm shocked that in that sector, earnings are not decelerating. I thought earnings would be plateauing this quarter, but in the small cap world that I invest in, obviously I invest in other places too, but there's no earnings deceleration. So I'm shocked by that. I thought they'd start to decelerate. The analysts have just been really behind the actual results, and the surprises have been massive this quarter. So I feel very, very positive, but I do expect a more narrow, more fundamentally focused market. So hang on, enjoy the ride, folks. Just so you know, May is a seasonally good month. June is seasonally good, and July is seasonally good. Are they as strong as some other months? No, but they are positive months for the market. And so next 3 months, as far as I'm concerned, should be very, very good for us. But I expect a more narrow, more fundamentally focused market. Lock in the stocks that can sustain strong sales and earnings momentum. So that's it. Louis Navalier. Hang on. Enjoy the ride, folks.